Shabbat Shalom. On August 28, 1963, over 250,000 men and women converged on the Washington Mall to demand fair wages, an end to segregation, and the passage of the Civil Rights Act, which had been stalled in Congress for far too many years. This event, 60 years ago this week, featured 10 speakers, 3 musical acts, and 3 prayers delivered by 3 different religious leaders, one of them an Orthodox rabbi. But he wasn't the only rabbi to speak that afternoon. One of the featured speakers, Rabbi Joachim Prince, who was also one of the organizers of the event, spoke just before Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his famous I Have a Dream speech. Rabbi Prince was a German rabbi. As the Nazis rose to power, he spoke out against the regime and encouraged Jews to leave Germany. In 1937, after several arrests by the Gestapo, he was expelled. After his expulsion, Rabbi Stephen Wise sponsored him to come here to New York. Once settled, he found a congregation in Newark, Temple B'nai Abraham, and became their rabbi. As a passionate advocate for human rights, he quickly became active in the American civil rights struggle. On that August day in 1963, he spoke about his experience in Germany. When I was the rabbi of the Jewish community in Berlin under the Hitler regime, I learned many things. The most important thing I learned under those tragic circumstances was that bigotry and hatred are not the most urgent problem. The most urgent, the most disgraceful, the most shameful, the most tragic problem is silence. A great people, which had created a great civilization, had become a nation of onlookers. They remained silent in the face of hate, in the face of brutality, and in the face of mass murder. America must not become a nation of onlookers. America must not remain silent, not merely Black America, but all America. It must speak up and act, from the president down to the humble of us, and not for the sake of the Negro, not for the sake of the Black community, but for the sake of the image, the idea, and the aspiration of America itself. We are currently in the middle of the month of Elul, the month preceding Rosh Hashanah, where we traditionally begin the process of cheshbon hanefesh, an accounting of our souls. We are supposed to take time this month to think about the past year and where we fell short of being the person we are trying to become. Often when we review our actions, we take time to think about what we did. But sometimes our greatest failings are not in the actions we took, but in the actions we failed to take. Not in the words we said, but in the words that we left unsaid. This is the failing that Rabbi Prince spoke of. He knew that even if most white Americans were not actively advocating for the perpetuation of segregation, by not speaking out against it, we were implicitly siding with the segregationists. He had seen it in Germany. Good people staying quiet and on the sidelines, allowing bad people to continue their reign of terror. In 2004, Rabbi Harold Schulweis, one of the great conservative rabbis of the 20th century, co-founded Jewish World Watch out of the same sense of obligation to speak out. At the time, he was the senior rabbi of Valley Beth Shalom in Los Angeles. After a trip to Germany, where he encountered church leaders who could not adequately account for their community's silence during the Holocaust, he decided that it was past time to speak out on behalf of genocide victims. As the crisis in Darfur at that time was escalating, he created Jewish World Watch, an organization dedicated to fighting genocide in Africa and improving the lives of its survivors. In introducing his initiative during the Rosh Hashanah sermon that year, he said, "I say never again. Was this vow only to protect Jews from genocide? Don't I remember what you and I said about World War II and the Holocaust? Where are the nations of the world? Where are the churches of the world? Where are the priests, the pastors, the bishops, and the Pope? And will my children and grandchildren ask of me, and where was the synagogue? Where were the rabbis? Where were you during Rwanda and Darfur when genocide was taking place? Can I shut the newspapers? Do I dare shut my eyes and my ears so as not to see and not to hear what is going on in God's world? You and I know the real question is not, why does God not intervene? The real question is why God's partners, in whose nostrils God breathed divine potentiality, pretend they are mute, paralyzed, deaf, and impotent. Like Rabbi Prince, Rabbi Schulweis challenged us to do better, not only in our actions, but in our inactions. When have we stayed silent when we should have spoken up? When have we shielded our eyes or looked away when we needed to have opened them up and seen our brother or sister in pain? When have we fumed at how the world is functioning, but not taken any action to change it? We've all done it. Lamenting the state of the world is easy. Working to improve it is much harder. But as Elie Wiesel teaches us, neutrality helps the oppressor, never the victim. Silence encourages the tormentor, never the tormented. By staying inactive on the sidelines, we are not avoiding the problem. We are actively making it worse. Judaism is a religion of action. The Torah is a document that proscribes and prohibits actions relating to all aspects of our lives. There are foods we must eat, and there are foods we must not eat. Rituals we must perform, and rituals we must refrain from performing. Judaism regulates our actions and our inactions. Judaism is very clear that we are not to become a nation of onlookers. Not only are we repeatedly commanded to actively care for the poor, the widow, and the orphan, but we are specifically prohibited from remaining indifferent to the problems around us. We are commanded to not avert our eyes to the perils of those in our community. In Leviticus chapter 19, we are told not to stand idle by the blood of our neighbor. In Deuteronomy, we are told to actively pursue justice. And just a few chapters later, to not remain indifferent to the needs of our neighbor. In Isaiah, we are implored to not ignore our kin. And finally, in Pirkei Avot, we are taught by Rabbi Tarfon, although you are not responsible for completing the work of repairing the world, neither are you free from absenting yourself from working towards a solution. The exhortation to not stay silent was fresh on the minds of 16 rabbis and one Jewish lay leader who went down to St. Augustine, Florida in the summer of 1964 to help desegregate the community. All 17 of them, including Rabbi Balfour Brickner, who would later become one of our senior rabbis here at Stephen Weiss, were arrested for their nonviolent protests. And together they wrote a letter from their jail cell in the early morning hours of June 19th. Part of it reads, "We came because we could not stand quietly by our brother's blood. We had done that too many times before. We have been vocal in our exhortation of others, but the idleness of our hands too often revealed an inner silence. Silence at a time when silence has become the unpardonable sin of our time. We come in the hope that the God of us all would accept our small involvement as partial atonement for the many things we wish we had done before and often. We came as Jews who remember the millions of faceless people who stood quietly watching the smoke rise from Hitler's crematoria. We came because we know that second only to silence, the greatest danger to man is the loss of faith in man's capacity to act. Here in St. Augustine, we have seen the depths of anger, resentment, and fury. We have seen the faces that expressed a deep, implacable hatred. What disturbs us more deeply is the large number of decent citizens who have stood aside, unable to bring themselves to act, yet knowing in their hearts that this cause is right and that it must inevitably triumph. Judaism is clear. We do not get to hide our eyes and ignore the problems of the real world. It is not enough to only live well. We must actively seek the betterment of those around us. 60 years ago, Rabbi Joachim Prince, a refugee from Nazi Germany, spoke about the dangers of becoming a nation of onlookers. Having been forced out of Germany, he knew firsthand the dangers of the silence of good people. Let us heed that sacred call and take action to create the change we want to see in the world. Calling out injustice is only the first step. Let us take the next step and align our actions with our words. Then we will truly be acting as God's holy partner in this world. Kein Yehi Ratzon. Shabbat Shalom.